I'm in Brighton today, and I went to the Nesta Fringe meeting at the Labour Party conference, which was all on the importance of the creative industries to the future economy, and in particular, the creative industries' role in the regeneration of the economy post-crash. I live-blogged it to the digital-citizen.co.uk site, and it was more of the same, really. Peter Bazalgette, Miranda Sawyer, Michael Wilson from the Games Trade Association, and the kind of keynote speaker, Ben Bradshaw. It was chaired by Jonathan Kestenbaum, who's the chief executive of Nesta. And he kept the pace up, actually. It was an hour meeting, managed to compress the speaking into half an hour, and then did questions. But it was more of the same. The thing that's a bit worrying is the lack of detail in Ben Bradshaw's grip on his portfolio. I mean, he talked about the Digital Britain Bill. He seemed uncertain whether the Universal Service Commitment was 2012 or 2018. He didn't really know what NGA was, I don't think. At least he didn't give that impression. So that's a bit of a worry, isn't it? This idea of some kind of hierarchy of sanction for illegal file sharers. I mean, no one was talking about it as if they expected it to work. So there we go, a big change in the economy, and the usual, not platitudes exactly, but the usual kind of reassuring words. Miranda Sawyer did say something about, the free model destroys journalism. And there was a bit of discussion about how much new media there is, how much stuff there is out there. And how little is being paid for it? The supply of media is going up, and the prices are going down. Funny that, about economics. Still seems to work. And if the laws of supply and demand are asserting themselves on media and on new media, then there's this kind of implication that we might have been overpaying for them in the past, perhaps. Two other things, which I think are worth mentioning. One is, and this is a bit funny really, during the day at least, you wouldn't think there was a conference going on in Brighton, other than the number of police you see around, because of course all the delegates are in the hall and you can't get anywhere near that, it's in a kind of security bubble. But one thing I did notice, which you may not pick up if you look at the coverage on telly, is the banners outside the conference hall. It's not the red I remember from the Labour Party in Bradford when I was a kid. The red banners are kind of pretty dull looking, actually. But maybe that's a new Labour colour. The other thing that actually Ben Bradshaw said is basically he said he doesn't think the governance structure of the BBC works, and he thinks the BBC needs to be much more sensitive in its use of its, I suppose you might call it market power, but he didn't mention that. He did say it's a big impact on the market, however. I've never been to a party conference before, and I haven't been to this one really. But it is astonishing the number of police we have. I've never seen as many policemen. Where are they all coming from? Well, I suppose everybody's got to be looked after a bit, and it's a big event. An odd day overall.